All right, you guys, I'm back for part two of Random Girl Talk, and I'm so mad. My phone has been charging this whole time, you guys. I lost my good phone charger, and unfortunately, the one that I'm using now is charging so slow. My phone has been charging since like 5:30 or 5:45, and I'm only on like 69%. Ridiculous. My old phone charger, I cannot find the one that's super fast. I've lost it, and I can't find it, so I'm stuck using this one, unfortunately. And I went ahead and ordered me a new one on Amazon because this one is garbage. But I'm going to leave you guys one more recording before I head to bed. It's like 9:31. Probably will be getting into bed about 10:30, 11-ish. I'm off tomorrow, but I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow at 11:30 that I have to go to. And it's supposed to rain all day tomorrow. So I'm like, oh my God, I got to go into the city in all this nasty rain. But I'm going to obviously go to my doctor's appointment because I need to go. So she can look at my skin or whatever. My dermatologist is usually pretty quick, so I don't really stress too much. As soon as I get there, they check me in, blah, blah, blah. And then once they check me in, I usually go right back to see my doctor. And she just looks at my face, refills my medication. So it's pretty quickly. So this time I wanted to come in person because the last time I tried to do telehealth with her, it was a freaking disaster. And I was like, yeah, that's not finna happen. So she just took forever, basically, and the whole system kept messing up, glitching. I was like, yeah, I can't do that again. But anyway, y'all, I want to finish off where I left. So I was talking about people's worths and their careers in the last episode. That's where I left off at, and how people really need to learn their worths when it comes to money and things like that. But I also want to touch on the topics of, how do you feel if you still live at home with your family? Like, is it a good environment? Is it a bad environment? Because that topic was touching on my soul right now. Basically, I live home. You guys know I live with my family. I love my parents to death. I do. But I feel like for my mental health, at times, it's not the best environment. My mom is very laid back, calm. She doesn't yell. She's not a yeller. She just wants everybody to have peace in the house. My dad, to me, sometimes is always on 10 at times. He yells a lot at times. And he just, I'm not saying my dad's a bad person, but at times he can be a little over the top and a little annoying when he has these moments. And a lot of times it's just like, calm down, because I feel like he yells for unnecessary stuff, like stupid stuff, basically. And that kind of gets on my nerves at times as far as dealing with mental health. I love my parents to death, but living at home is just, especially at the age I'm at now, having to come back home, because basically I came back home because I needed help with my daughter at the time. And my mom was actually going through a situation where she was having surgery done, and she wanted me home, and she wanted me here to help her out. So that's why I'm here, and that's why I chose to kind of just say, okay, I'm gonna stay here and just see what happens. So basically, that's why I'm here, you guys. And I just want to get my townhouse, so I've been saving for that. And that's why I told you guys in the last episode, I was so glad my raise finally started to show up in on our system we used to clock in on, because now that this corrected in the system, it'll show up on my next check and I can finally start saving more. Now the pay I was making before was still decent, and I was living off that pretty good, but now that I'm making even more, I now I'm able to save even more money. And I can hopefully, my goal to get my townhome is hopefully to get it by the end of the year or beginning of 2023 at the latest. That's my goal. So I now can do more. So I'm just grateful for that. And also, like I told you guys, now that my daughter's not in daycare, it's going to help me a lot. But again, I love my parents to death, but I just want my own space. I'm a very private person. I'm very quiet, and I don't like, you know, being in a bunch of chaos and things like that. And I feel like lately I don't really leave my house a lot, so I don't get out of the house to really go hang with anyone or do anything. And when I've had opportunities where I could go, like the last trip I planned, like for my birthday, I'm not gonna keep bringing that up, but I was going to go for my birthday, and then those plans got canceled, so it kind of sucked. But I'm hoping I'm able to do something coming up pretty soon. That's my goal. You know, so I'm hoping to, you know, be able to pretty much just you know, enjoy life on my own. Obviously, when I leave home, I'm still going to come see my parents probably maybe once or twice a week, but it won't be every day. And I think sometimes we don't realize, but when we live away from our families, the relationship actually grows stronger as opposed to weakening. So I think once I'm back on my own again, the relationship will actually get stronger between me and my parents, hopefully. But, you know, I'm just going to keep saving. So if you live home with your family, do not feel bad, because I've actually encountered a lot of people who still live at home with their families, or either they moved out and they had to come home because of finances or because of COVID or just things like that. So it doesn't matter how old you are, and if you live at home, your situation is your situation. Not everybody is fortunate enough to... I keep biting my gum. It's never going to freaking heal. Oh my God. Anyway, but the point is, a lot of people are not fortunate enough to be out here on their own. I've had, like, my mom was telling me a story about this guy that she knew that was trying to get an apartment with his roommate, and they went to look at apartments, and looking at how much they made, they didn't make enough, and the apartment was like $1,000, and the guy was like, oh no, we just both need to keep living at home with our parents because we can't afford this. So they decided not to even take the apartment at all and just keep staying with their families because they couldn't afford it. They're in college, they're trying to work. So a lot of people nowadays that I encounter, even men, I've dealt with men who are close to my age or a little bit under that still live with their families because they've had hardships and things like that. So I don't judge men. If I'm dating a guy and he lives at home with his family, that is not a turn off for me, because I realize that not everybody has their own place, or sometimes people get it and then they have to end up home for certain reasons. So you can't judge people. And if you still live at home, do not be embarrassed. It's nothing bad about it. You know, you'll get where you need to be in due time. I used to feel like I had to be where my friends were all the time in life. If my friends had their own place, had a new car, I feel like I had to be there too. But I've learned now that I set the tone and I set the path for my life and what I plan on doing. If my friend has a car, good for her. I'm not where I don't have to need a car because she has a car. I don't need an apartment because she has an apartment. I realize that I set the tone for what I want to do in my life. So I don't look at what another person has. I look at what I have and what I can do. Like when I got my new car, last year in December, I did it because I wanted to do it, because it was something I had been planning for a year. I didn't get a car because everyone else around me had a car. I did it when I was ready, and I had people around me like rushing me, when you gonna get a new car, Sherelle? When you get a new car? Like, my mom's friends kept asking me, family kept asking me, everyone's like, when you gonna get a new car, what you waiting for, what you waiting for? At the time, I was like, are you paying my car note? I was like, yeah, I was saving up to get a car, honestly. And I had been saving for months, and I finally had enough where I was like comfortable with saying, hey, I'm gonna get a car. So I was like, I finally got my car when I had the money. So I feel like sometimes people be rushing you to do something, but they don't realize you got other bills to pay. And I was thinking, like, if I get in debt and they take my car, you're gonna pay for it? Like, come on now. But obviously, again, guys, I do keep a pretty decent savings, so I was good. But I just wanted to make sure, you know, everything was set in stone before I just went and got the car. But just like the townhome, I do plan on getting that as well. But that's, again, something that I'm not rushing as much either. I do want to get my own place ASAP, but I want to make sure that I'm financially in a place to have everything in set in place, which I do believe I will be there by the end of the year, or by the beginning of next year. I'm good. Like I said, money wise, I'm decent at my job now, so I have no worries really. Financially, I'm good. So I'm looking forward to, you know, being moving forward and doing some great things in this beautiful life. But another thing I want to touch on too, this is a touchy subject for women, and I spoke on this on my TikTok, which took me damn near 2 days to speak on this, because I even turned my comments off on TikTok, because I know that if somebody viewed it, they were going to have those sly remark comments to make. And I heard of a lot of men on TikTok talking bad about women, or kind of go to their videos and discrediting them just because they made comments on this subject. Y'all know I'm going to be talking about this subject, so just be aware, guys, because I know it's a touchy subject. All right, so obviously I'm going to be talking about Roe versus Wade, which we know is happening in our world right now. And I feel like what's sad about Roe versus Wade is that why are men allowed to pick and choose what we can do with our bodies? That's what makes me sad. Like, this is my uterus, this is my body. Why are men making decisions for women? A lot of people don't believe in abortion, which I think is their prerogative and their right. However, a woman can do what she wants with her body, because I feel like when a man does what he wants and sleeps with multiple women, we say nothing. They don't get no repercussions, don't slap on the wrist. It's all pounding him up because he got 30 girls in a night or something. But let a woman do that and she's a hoe and everything else. Why is it like that? Why are we sluts? Why are we hoes? Why are we this and that if we choose to do something? That's crazy to me. And I feel like the decision that was made for half of these states to do that was honestly sad, because the problem is what they don't realize is when women keep procreating and making all these damn kids, and you got kid after kid, the government doesn't realize that a lot of parents are not going to be able to afford to take care of these kids, and they're going to be the ones, social services is going to be very busy taking on a lot of these cases with welfare and all that stuff. I hate to say that, but it's true, because if you can't afford something, what are you going to do? And a lot of people are saying, men are saying, keep your legs closed. However, do we say that to men when they're sitting there whipping it out and doing what they want with women? No. That's what disturbs me, is that it's what's wrong with the woman wanting to enjoy sex and have fun with it? Why can't we do that? Men do it all the damn time, but there's no repercussions. There's no slap on the wrist. It's just, oh, look at the female and what she's doing. And I feel like it's wrong. Luckily, I live in a state where they have not yet overturned it, thank God. And abortion is still legal where I live. But for me, I think people should make their own decisions. You have to do what you have to do as a woman. It doesn't make you a bad person because you choose to do something. A lot of women have abortions because they get sexually assaulted and raped. Why would you want to keep your rapist child if you didn't even know this man and you're uncomfortable? Just keep it at 100. Some women have sex and have babies and they're not prepared. They might have took their birth control pill. It might not have worked. They might have, you know, had to do the morning after pill, and that might have slipped up and didn't work. So you got to be realistic before we start judging women and what they are doing and not doing. But I think it's sad. I really do. And to anyone listening to me and judging, please don't judge. I'm literally just speaking facts. And I feel like as a woman, I have that right to do so. But I don't agree with the decisions. And people that do agree, shame on you at this point. Because honestly, you should be wanting to take up for women's rights. It's so funny because I got on Twitter. I mean, not Twitter. I was on Instagram earlier, and Pink, the singer, made a statement about if you are racist or if you don't believe in women's rights, don't listen to her music. People in the comments were like, oh, she has white privilege and why is she commenting? And I'm like, she literally is taking up for us as women. Why are you mad at her? She's literally taking up people that are taking up for people and letting her people know that she doesn't deal with racism. What's the issue with that? It's so funny to me that we want celebrities to help us out on certain topics. When they speak up, y'all get pissed off. So like, do you want them to speak or do you not want them to speak? Because then when things are happening in the world, you're like, why isn't that celebrity saying anything? Because when they did say something, you sit there and shut them down and made ignorant comments like, why are they speaking? Like, do you want their help or do you not? Make it make sense to me. We have to realize celebrities are human beings like us. They can speak on any topic they want just as we can. What is the difference? Why can't they speak on topics like this without y'all getting pissed? I'm just saying, that's how I view it. But anyway, moving on from that Roe versus Wade, I could speak about that all night and I don't even want that to be the whole topic. But another thing is, I want to talk to y'all about hygiene, because I've been noticing lately, this is so crazy. I actually made a video on my TikTok about this, but I took it down because I know they were going to get me. TikTok is so crazy that if I say certain things, they'll pull my video down for harassment or bullying. And I know if I posted that video about hygiene, they were going to pull it down. So let me speak on what I said on there. I basically said that I've noticed when I go to stores, especially Walmart, that a lot of people in the stores don't have good hygiene. The workers don't. The people walk in the store. I literally walk past adults and their children. And they have a smell to them. What bothers me about that is hygiene is everything. So my biggest issue is why are we coming out in public with bad smells? And don't say people don't have money, because they're in the store with grocery carts filled to the top of the damn cart. You have some kind of money coming in, clearly, where you can buy this food so you can buy some deodorant or some bath soap or something. It's not hard to wash your body off every day, to shave your legs, shave your armpits, and take care of your body. It's no excuse for it. So I feel like when women sit up here and act like, oh, I may not have this and that. No, you have good hygiene. And some, you can take care of yourself. I'm going to tell you guys a secret. I used to use spray-on deodorant, like the kind of the can, which some of you may not even know what that is now, because it's really not in the stores like that. But I was always using spray deodorant. And the spray deodorant used to always make me perspire at times. It would be so freaking weird. I literally would be like, what the hell? That deodorant was not strong enough for me, especially when I was younger. And so what I started doing is I started using the deodorant that you roll under your arms. That deodorant works perfect for me. It helps me. It makes me feel good. I never perspire ever, you guys, ever. And as a woman, you have to know your body. Like, I've been around friends who've had like, might have a little smell or something to them. And you're like, oh, what's going on? But some women, either they don't realize it or they don't necessarily see it in that moment. But it's like I said, if you notice something, fix it. You know, for me, I noticed that spray deodorant in the can was not working for me, so I stopped using it to do the roll-on kind. But honestly, guys, I've never really had super bad hygiene, because my mama don't play that. Growing up as a kid, she didn't play that. And I don't even, I'm the same with my daughter. She's 5 years old, and I'm always telling her about hygiene and taking care of her body at five, because I want her to understand that it's important to smell good and take care of your body. Because I'm gonna tell y'all a story. When I worked at my old job as a medical assistant, like, one of my coworkers showed me a video on her phone of a lady who didn't take care of her private area, and it got all this stuff in it. I don't know what it was inside her vagina, but it was some nasty stuff. They had to literally take some tweezers and yank it out because she was not shaving herself down there. She wasn't washing herself down there. And it was a whole video on YouTube, I think we looked at. And they had to, the surgeon had to literally take some huge tweezers to yank the stuff out of her vagina. I was like, are you, and it looked nasty, you guys. I was like, are you serious? So you are not washing yourself down there? What are you doing? So yes, it was nasty, y'all. I'm gonna just tell you, just take care of your hygiene. And I don't even want a man that smells. If a man smells, that's a major turn off. Like, y'all nasty. So take care of your hygiene, y'all. And if something in your hygiene routine is not working, switch to something else, because that could be the issue. Sometimes some of the products we use could be causing the hygiene. We don't know that. Or medications we take could be causing it. All kinds of stuff can cause bad hygiene. You just gotta figure out what it is and fix the issue so you don't smell. So anyway, moving on from that, y'all. But I was watching a video on YouTube of a girl, and she was wise beyond her years. The girl was like 20 years old, and she was speaking on relationships and love. And I was like, I love to see young people who are like 20, 21 talking as if they've lived this life for years. You can tell they're wise beyond their years, and they like they've been here before in a sense. And when they talk about self-love and taking care of something, what they will accept and what they won't accept, that's beautiful to me. Because I look at it as, at least that young woman knows her self-worth, and she will not go out here and be with a man that would treat her any less. Because I wish like hell I had that growing up, so that I wouldn't be in these situations I've been in throughout my life because of the codependency and other things that I've had to endure. You know, and that's the goal for me now, is just to learn to love myself more, treat myself better, and put myself first. And that's why I say this to you guys. Always, always make sure that your mental health comes before anything or everybody around you. Because if you're not good, you can't help other people. And sometimes you guys take a step back from people to get your mental health where it needs to be. There's things that I wish I knew that I don't wish I knew when I was younger that I'm just now finding out. You know, so sometimes you just have to take a step back and you have to focus on yourself and what makes you happy and what feels good for you and what doesn't. And that's just what I've been doing. You know, I literally told someone earlier who got upset with me. They literally made a comment, and I was just like, they were like, why are you always dating men that are toxic? I had this person tell me that, and I was like, you think that? And they was like, yes. And they were like, why don't you be with someone good? And I'm like, because people don't understand. What I want people to understand is that I don't go out here searching for bad men. I meet men who tell me they're good people, who tell me that they're, and they show me a good side of them. And then as we're gradually dating, that's when I see the dark side. So it's not like I'm out here looking for a bad man. But you know what's funny is, like I said, a lot of people have told me to pray. Pray for the kind of man you want. And that's something that, even that girl on YouTube I told you about that was 20, she said she prayed to God for the kind of man she wanted at 20 years old, you guys. Like, that's crazy. So for me, yes, I do want better for myself at times. I do want to be in a good, well, no, I'm not going to say at times. I do want better for myself in general in all aspects of my life. Not sometimes, but all the time. I'm sorry. Let me correct that. But dealing with the things I deal with sometimes is just not as easy as I wish it was, you guys. I do. But the goal for me is just, like I said, to heal myself, you know. I'm just in a space, like I told you guys, where I just really don't want to get close to anybody, and I don't want anybody getting close to me. And a lot of that is a defense mechanism to protect myself, because the last thing I want to do is allow somebody to come into my space, or I'm in their space, and it's just a mess. I just don't know, you guys. You know, I feel like, for some reason, in this state I'm in, mind frame I'm in right now, I just want to focus on my healing and myself. And a lot of people don't understand that. They get upset, they get emotional. Oh, you just want to focus on yourself? Yes, because I feel like I have to be the best version of me in order to be out here functioning in the world that we have to live in, you know? So for me, I just feel like in this state of mind, I'm just trying to focus on me. But I always love looking at advice from people who talk about relationships and they've been in situations and they can give me a different perspective, especially people that have been married for like 30, 40 years, or like people, the older people, they give you the best freaking advice because they've been there, done that. Like, it's crazy to me. And it's really crazy. The things that I deal with and the things that I've had to go through and all kinds of stuff, you know, but I try to see the positive in everything that I've gone through, you guys. And I want y'all to see the positive in everything that you have gone through in your life. Let me just say this. This life we live is not easy. That's why I always tell young people who are like in their... I always tell people that are like teenagers when I encounter them, or people in their early 20s, to enjoy your life. Enjoy being young. Because once you get out here and you start paying bills and you start being an actual fucking adult and you got to go to work every day and you have kids and a family, life is just not the same. Kids have this carefree attitude where they can do whatever. Like, I look at my daughter all the time, so carefree, not a care in the world. Nothing affects her. She's just so carefree. And I wish I could have that feeling again as a kid, because as an adult, you have so much on you. And you're trying to... Oh, my God, you guys. I just realized something. Oh, my God. When I end this, I got to pay on my... One of my bills is due today. Snap. One of my bills is actually due today, y'all. And I did not even realize that. Oh, snap. Why did I just now look at my phone? I was like, oh, my God, it's due today. I got to pay it today before they do something to my account. Oh, my God. So after I end this, I got to pay this bill, because I did not know today was the 26th. But yeah, I don't know if I can do it on my phone while I'm talking to you guys. Let me see if I can. But Jesus Christ, you guys. I got to start having my bills come to my email or something. I be forgetting. Let me see. I totally forgot today was the 26th, y'all. I don't know how much I gotta find the bill too, you guys, because I think alright, hold on, you guys. I was like, how do you pay on this, guys? I'm like, hold on, I'm in the wrong section. Okay, anyway, y'all, but yeah, sorry about that, y'all. I was looking at my phone like, wait a minute, I owe something, but I can't remember. This is not good, you guys. This is not the right card, is it? It is the right card. Did it just say my payment was due June 23rd? It couldn't be. It said the 26th on that damn paper. My phone, my thing, they be lying to me. So I did pay it, but all right, I just paid the bill. I'm good. I just paid it on the app. Oh my God, you guys, I can't believe the hell that happened to me, y'all. Like, I literally was like, wait a minute, I gotta pay something today. I'm like, hold up. I'm like, I really had to look, like, hold up, man. So I did pay this. I think I did anyway. It's not really showing on here yet that I paid it, but I guess it's not reflecting in the system. But I'm like, oh my God, y'all. Oh my gosh. Anyway, moving on from my bill paying issues, y'all. I'm losing my little mind, y'all. Because I know this payment due date is not right. They're literally saying that I was supposed to pay, because I literally have June 26th on the bill that I had. I know I do. So I'm not understanding why they put on here it was June 23rd. I'm like, why are they saying my bill was due on June 23rd? That's kind of weird. I'm going to find that bill too, to be sure. But I know it was June 26th, which is supposed to be today. But anyway, I paid it, you guys, so I should be good. But anyway, so that's just the crazy thing about life, you guys. Life happens and it sucks, you know. And sometimes you just... wish sometimes you could do things differently, but it happens the way it's supposed to happen, you know. But I just want to live in my moment, and like I told you guys, I'm just not I will never probably use dating apps again. I want to tell you, and I've told you guys this in the other episodes as well. This is girl talk, so I'm going to tell you guys. I just don't feel like they're for me anymore. And I think I told you guys this in the last one, because a lot of people are using dating apps to find love, but it's just the dating pool, like a lot of people say, it sucks. And I just don't like dating apps, because I feel like when I do get on dating apps and I'm trying to talk to people, and I've done it in the past, it just doesn't feel good. I'm getting versions of people that I don't want to get. I'm getting people who, and I don't want that. You know, I'm not into that. I don't want that. I just feel like for me, I don't look at things that way. And you know, it sucks, but I'm not even really, the thing is, you guys got to realize that I'm not even really fixated on thinking about dating, which is crazy, but I'm also just trying to figure out what's in front of me at the moment, you know, and what works for me and what doesn't work for me. Someone also got mad at me today too, because they said to me that they felt like, again, they was like, why do you keep protecting a toxic person? And I'm just like, this is what I want to say. A lot of people are going to have opinions on your relationships, but as long as you know the person and you know what they stand for, that's all that matters. Now, for me, regardless of some of the things my boyfriend has done and things that have hurt me, I still love him. I still view him as somebody who's a good person. I see the good in everybody. Now, even if one of y'all were to walk up to me on the street, I would think there was good in you, because I see good in everybody, because I don't just look at somebody and go, oh, they're a bad person. I see everybody has good and bad in them, is what I believe. Everybody. And I mean everybody in the world. Even when I look at, when I think about Michael Myers, the killer in the Halloween movie, he was a good person at some point who just happened to, in my opinion, go bad. But that's just my opinion. Not everybody will agree with that opinion, and that's perfectly fine. I don't want everybody to agree with that. They don't have to, but I believe everybody has good in them. Now, you guys also have to understand that sometimes we just all go through, we go through things. We all deal with things. We all are trying to figure life out. Like I tell you guys in the last episode, I don't know what's going to happen with my relationship. I don't know what's going to happen next in my life. I just know that for me, I'm just looking at what makes me happy, you know, and what I want to do to get through my life. But yeah, you guys, other than these little minor things, life is pretty much not bad, guys. It's pretty great. But I'm so glad I talked to you guys about all these things I'm feeling, because I feel like sometimes we need a safe space to just say what the hell we're feeling. I feel like sometimes we need a safe space to just come out and say, this is how I'm feeling today. Because I feel like a lot of women don't feel like they have a safe space or a place where they can really be themselves. So that's just where I'm at, you guys. And Like I said, when you are healing, sometimes I don't want to bring other people into my healing process that might, because my healing could possibly affect them. So you got to be cautious. You got to be careful. But I don't know, you guys. But I always will open up and tell you guys what I'm feeling, what I'm doing. I always will open up and be honest with you guys. And I always will be truthful with you guys, and I always will keep it 100 with you guys, because at one point during this process, I was like, I'm not gonna say anything, I'm just gonna keep quiet. But I now realize why I have to tell my story and why I have to be real with you guys, because it's bigger than me. I'm trying to help other people as well who go through the same shit as me. So in order for me to do that, I have to tell my stories, even the ones that are hard to tell, because I know somebody out there is relating to me. Somebody out there understands it. So, all right, y'all. But I've made two back-to-back. I love this random talk, y'all. And I will continue to do these every now and again. The next time we do speak again, though, I don't know. I'm going to be talking about a set topic, but I don't know what the topic is just yet. But I will think of something. I really wish, I know you guys don't follow me on Instagram, but if you did, I could throw out there what questions you want me to talk about or what things you want me to talk about on here, because that would be very helpful. But I'll think about doing something. So you guys, like I said, again, if you do want to talk about certain stuff, just send in a voice recording or voice message and I will get back to you all. But all right, guys, peace and love. I've got to go.